Since March of 2020, most court hearings in Vermont have been postponed in response to concerns about COVID. So how are judicial proceedings proceeding? Rosie Chase is a public defender in the Franklin County Public Defender's Office. Independent producer Erica Heilman met up with her on the steps of the courthouse on arraignment day in downtown St. Albans.
So we're at the criminal courthouse in downtown St. Albans on Lake Street. Today is a citation arraignment day, although the courthouse is closed to in-person hearings. So there's a few individuals who were cited to come to court today, meaning a law enforcement officer gave them a written order to come to court. And the courthouse is closed, so if I wasn't here, they would come up to the courthouse and learn that it was closed and then have to figure out how to join a WebEx hearing that's happening inside the courtroom.
And the likelihood of understanding how to do that on short notice is what?
It's concerning, to say the least.
That's Rosie Chase, a public defender at the Franklin County's Public Defender's Office. She was standing outside on the courthouse steps with a beat-up cardboard box of charging documents, public defender applications, and some business cards, waiting to greet and redirect people who'd been cited to court, even though the court was closed. On March 16, 2020, the Vermont Supreme Court declared a judicial emergency because of COVID, which has changed the way the courts operate and has radically slowed an already slow criminal legal process in the state. After standing around outside in the cold with Rosie for about 30 minutes, we could stand outside no longer and retire to the courthouse vestibule to wait and talk. Here's Rosie.
You know, the judges assume that everybody's been here 100 times and knows the drill and talks quickly and asks them to fill out the public defender application. I see my job here is to sort of help people understand the process and to treat them humanely.
And to redirect traffic in a way, because this building that we're standing in is in fact closed. So
Correct. People
are coming or being asked to come here, but it's closed. So you don't have to be here. You're here because there's a broken communication. Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
If you had to characterize over the last year, what have been some of the particular challenges because of the virus and doing your work?
I'm going to try not to cry while I talk about this, but it's been the most overwhelmingly difficult period of my practice as a criminal defense attorney. In a busy criminal courtroom anywhere in the state, defense attorneys, judges, state's attorneys, we're all overworked and overwhelmed when it's not a global pandemic. You know, I look back to the pretrial hearings that we had before COVID. And, you know, when I was nearly in tears the day of pretrial because I had 55 clients all standing in the hallway looking at me saying, what are we doing? How are we resolving my case? What's happening today? When can I get out of here and go back to work? Since COVID, we have continued to charge people with crimes, but that's about all we've done. Depositions have been primarily on hold. The clerks are not scheduling cases for even status conferences, you know, a check-in, and all that we're doing is charging people with new crimes. One client in particular has been held for over a year on a domestic assault charge. He's had a baby since he's been in jail with the alleged victim, and he's been held without bail, with no prospect for release until he can get a jury trial. I have every reason to believe he will succeed in the jury trial, and we will prove that it didn't occur. But we're just waiting for that day. As a defense attorney, the weapon in my arsenal that I use the most effectively is the ability to take a case to trial. And without that weapon, I feel helpless. Jury trials are effective for plea bargaining because, you know, it's hard work to take a case to trial. And a lot of prosecutors will spare themselves that work by agreeing to a lesser charge or less jail time last minute as you're sort of leading up to the trial. So without without the trial date looming, you're not able to effectively plea bargain.
Why does this matter? I mean, you don't have to be doing this.
Because it's the last group of people that anybody cares about. They don't get treated like humans. A lot of defense attorneys say, and I agree, that you can't judge somebody by the worst thing that they've ever done in their lives. Humans are complicated. And a lot of the people that we're working with here are, you know, have grown up in poverty with a whole host of issues. And it's important to treat them like humans. We want success for all of everybody who lives in our community, but certainly the people who are committing crimes in our communities. We want them to beat their drug addictions. We want them to stop stealing from our shops. And we want them to be able to maintain a job and support their families so that we don't continue down this path of supporting them in jail and warehousing them. And I just don't think it's okay to cite them to be in court and then close the court. So that's why I'm here today.
Rosie went back out into the cold to introduce herself to a new client.
I don't know if one of them didn't process or...
Okay, so what the ZLS diversion program...
America Heilman with VPR.